There are different parts of Teya. We have the Chumash, the Nevi'im, the books of prophets. To go much deeper, we have the Gemara, the commentaries, especially the Tesis on the Gemara. And then we have the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Law. The Shulchan Aruch is made up of four sections of Shulchan Aruch, four different sections. Ayda Chayim, which deals with the everyday life, the brachos, tefillos, tzitzis, tefillin, davening, the laws of Shabbos, holidays, everyday life. Then the second is Yeredeya, which deals with matters that are kosher or unkosher, permissible or forbidden. Third is Evan Ezer, which deals with marriage and divorce. And fourth is Chayshan Mishmar, which deals with court cases, money matters, litigation, and so on. Person is supposed to devote his time to learning Teda, and of all this, the most important item, naturally, is the Shulchan Aruch, a final word set down in the Code of Law. Therefore, Rabbein Adol says that no human being, that is no Jew, is ever excused from the study of Shulchan Aruch, at least. Which means that if ever there comes a time in a person's life, the entire day he finds no time to learn at all, he must at least learn a section, a portion, a passage of Shulchan Aruch. This is compulsory every day in a person's life. That's the minimum.